the most exciting news is that we have moved in the county from the more restrictive purple tier to the slightly less restrictive red tier. And I'm going to go into greater detail in this week's Miller Report about what goes into the process of deciding what tier we're in. But of course, in California, we tend to make things a little bit complicated. So it is a very complicated structure that the State Health Department has put together. But one of the things that I think is important to understand is that while it's based on our positivity rate, our COVID positive rate, we have to stay in a particular tier for a minimum of 3 weeks before we can move to the next tier. So we'll be at the red tier for at least 3 weeks, and then possibly in 3 to 4 weeks we'll be able to move to the orange tier.
All right.
Which is in fact what I would anticipate. Some of the things that are beneficial under the red tier include grocery stores may now be at 100% capacity, and retail stores may be at 50% capacity. Another interesting thing is that movie theaters can now open up and show indoor movies at 25% capacity. Gymnasiums can also open up at 10% capacity. And restaurants can open up for indoor dining at 25% capacity. If you can't remember all these numbers, it doesn't really matter. You can go to the MendocinoCounty.org website, and there's a summary of this from our health officer, Dr. Andy Corin. There are also two other important things that this allows, and those are visitation for the hospital, visitors to come into the hospital, and visitors to come into our local nursing home. So the hospital, the criteria that the state has set for these two entities is slightly different. So how it works will be slightly different depending on whether it's the hospital or the nursing home. But for the hospital, it's one visitor per patient at a time. And for the nursing home, it's a little bit different in that you have to schedule your visit, and the visit is 30 minutes in length, and two visitors can come in at a time. So a little bit different in that with the nursing home, you have to schedule it. But these are indoor visits, and so I think that's very, very good.
Yeah.
It'll be really good for our patients to be able to have loved ones come and visit.
Absolutely.
Judy's going to give an update on vaccinations, but do you have any questions about the red tier?
No, I once again, with my newscasts, have been going through a lot of detail on it, so I think people who listen to the newscast in Morning Wakely have that information, and thanks a lot for the confirmation, and also your note of optimism that you hope we can move to a different color in a minimum amount of time. I appreciate hearing that. With that in mind, let's hear from Judy.
Well, good morning, and Dr. Miller is so right. Being able to have visitors back in the hospital, that's critical to the healing process, we believe, for our patients, and so we're just elated that the progress has been so good. And yesterday there were no ICU patients at all in the county.
Oh my.
With COVID, right? With COVID. So
right.
We're just really, really grateful for the progress, which speaks so well for what our communities are doing to stay vigilant. We have been, as you know, on Thursdays at the CB Star Center providing vaccinations. We'll be there again on Thursday to provide our second doses for those whose time it is to receive their second dose of Moderna. But I just wanted to give a shout out to a special group that has been there almost every week helping Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. And that's the group from our Mendocino Coast Healthcare Foundation. They have rallied volunteers to come help with these vaccine clinics. It takes about 40 people to run a vaccine clinic. To do that well and efficient and so that people are not waiting in lengthy lines, while our lines have been at the edge of the building, individuals have been moving through quite rapidly in these screenings. And so special thanks to the foundation, special thanks to the district, because we've had some district board members show up as well, and special thanks to the Rotary Club, who also has been there helping us with volunteers. These are individuals who are helping register people while they're in line, taking temperatures, and also doing some observations after the vaccine just to make sure that everyone is doing very well. So again, shout out, it takes a village, as they say, to make things happen, and we're so grateful for the communities on the coast.
And Judy, I wanted to confirm that there will, on Thursday, will be the next second dose vaccination clinic at CV Star.
That is correct. And that's for those who have those cards that are marked with the appropriate date on them, indicating, again, time and location. So those individuals know that if they received their first vaccine on a specific date, they were asked to come back on a specific date to the very same clinic where they received their first one. And those are the individuals. We have about 700 of those.
The only question I have for either of you or both of you is, how is the vaccine supply holding out as far as getting vaccine here on the coast?
Well, it's actually doing pretty good. Right now, the state of California is dispensing 900,000 vaccine doses per week. So just shy of 1 million doses per week are going out in California, throughout California. And that's expected to actually go over, that's going to go over 900,000, over 1 million in about 2 weeks.
Oh,
so
my.
Anyway, about 1 million vaccine doses are going out per week. And we are very fortunate because hospital systems are getting a separate allocation, and the counties are also getting an allocation. And it turns out that Adventist Health has been very generous to us, and we're receiving a very large allocation through the hospital system every week. So when we talk about Adventist Health giving these out, which is about 700 here on the coast and about twice that inland, those are not competing with the county. We're not taking away county doses. They have their own doses. But we've actually been very fortunate to at least double, if not a little bit more, the total number because of the allocations that we're receiving. I'm watching to see what's going to happen with this whole transition to Blue Shield.
Mm-hmm.
That has been stalled because counties are reluctant to sign the contract that Blue Shield is requiring. Blue Shield, once again, is a health insurance company that's been tapped by the governor to take over the vaccine distribution process. And my understanding is that it's been delayed because of reluctance to move from the state, which is actually now working pretty good, the
right.
State Health Department, to a a corporate entity.
Right.
But we'll see how that unfolds.
All right. Well, my thanks to both of you for the updates. And we've got a second dose clinic set for this Thursday at CV Star. And it looks like things are going quite well. Thanks to both of you for being with us here today on the Mendocino Coast Health Update. Rogalski here from the coast.